both sides. I think it should be published accordingly.
Now, what did the police do that was improper, that was overzealous?
Well, the use of the billy club displayed overzealousness on their part in charging these militants and hippies to some extent. However, I must say that in many instances there was obviously provocative on the part of these individuals. If the police had not acted in the way that they did, certainly the gypsies would have taken over the convention. And I think you're going to find isolated acts of brutality, but at the same time, you're going to find considerable evidence of provocation on the part of these people. I think when all this comes out, number one, it results in the testimony on each of the month, plus the acts of prosecution on either side. And I told the Attorney General, I talked to him today, called me regarding the things that the acts of court very justly. Even though the Department of Justice is an asset for only investigation concerning civil rights, at the same time, an investigation power was looking at both sides and had to be in order to complete the affair.
Now, what is a proper thing? What kind of a jurisdiction do we have? Do we have a jurisdiction to investigate people that are starting riots and, as well as brutality?
Yes, sir. I mean, you anti-riot
cut that, Jim.
People like David Dellinger, who have been in Illinois, Peking, and Savannah, and come back over here and started all this, obviously.
How many do we have like Hayden and Dellinger in this outfit? A dozen?
There'd be more than that, a dozen, but at least a dozen of the ringleaders.
I just built up everything I could on them and try to interview them and see why they got that. I don't guess they'll give you an interview, will they?
They'll sit in our face. We talk to them, we try to interview them, but they won't give us.
What would be an appropriate request for me to make of the Attorney General? That they investigate the whole picture and the objectivity of these folks and what the police did as well as what the agitators did?
Yes, sir. An extremely well-rounded statement calling for a clear, impartial investigation reflecting all of these angles would be good. It would be the thing to do. And I frankly think it's most certainly the prerogative to ask for it.
Suppose you write me a suggestion without telling any human, call it to Jim Jones next hour or so, because I'm going to talk to him. I see it all. They're all against me. They're against Hershey. They're against Hoover. They're against everybody in the outfit. I think that we ought to get the whole facts and study them, and I think every policeman ought to be interviewed that's been injured. There are 57 of them injured. Now, I don't know how in the hell you're ever going to expect them, their wives and kids, a guy to go out and defend you. If you don't stand up and get the facts, and if they shoot one of your men, I notice Hoover gets upset about it.
Right.
And I think that we got to get upset when they come charging into people in violation of the law. And I'd find out what the order was, what the law was, and try to interview the man and get that side of it too, so if you are called on any time to testify, you can.
Right.
Now you get me a proper request that would meet all of that and call me back. Call Jim Jones here to office dictate. I'd like to be a short one, but I just say, Mr. Attorney General, I want you to proceed with an investigation. Any brutality that occurred on either side, what provoked it, whether people were violating the ordinance or the instructions, and who the leaders were, what their background were, whether they were whipped up and so forth, what the police did that was good or bad, and just whatever you think, and you can put in that overall statement.